Good morning. It's 8:45. The Illinois General Assembly is in the closing hours of the spring legislative session. Jack Tischner is here with a preview of tonight's edition of Illinois Lawmakers that airs tonight at 7:30 on WSIU Public Television. It's been a busy week in Springfield, but lawmakers still have a lot of loose ends to tie up before tonight's deadline for adjournment at midnight.
Your joke's about going into May 32nd, but I think they'll get the job actually done. The big news this week, of course, Kevin, was passage of Governor Pritzker's proposed amendment to the Illinois Constitution, which would, if voters approve it, switch Illinois from a flat income tax to a graduated income tax system. That was the signature issue in the governor's campaign last year. He finally won House passage of that amendment this week. The House has also just passed the actual tax brackets that would be used to implement the graduated tax if voters approve it as an amendment in November of 2020. Other big votes this week, like recreational cannabis, the Reproductive Health Act, and making some changes to the state's FOID card for firearm owners. But the income tax vote was really the crowning achievement thus far of the spring session for Governor Pritzker. Now it's going to be up to voters.
And of course, there were no Republican votes, which was not unexpected.
No, not on that measure. All 44 House Republicans voted against the graduated income tax. It was interesting, though, that all 44 basically had a chance to speak on the issue. So that actual House vote earlier in the week took hours to complete. The same bill, you'll recall, sailed out of the Senate earlier in the month in less time than it took to play Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
There were some questions about Democrats being able to round up 71 votes for a supermajority to pass this bill, but two of the House Democrats who had insisted upon getting property tax relief worked into that equation ended up voting for the bill, so it passed with two votes to spare. There will be a special task force on property tax reform to study that problem over the next several months. They will make their recommendations to the public by December 31st.
And recreational marijuana is a step closer to becoming a reality?
So far, it passed the Senate on a bipartisan 38-17 vote. Three Senate Republicans joined the majority Democrats in that final tally. The bill moved out of committee in the House late last night, and it's up for a floor vote, we believe, later today. The measure, as it stands, would allow adults 21 and older to possess up to 30 grams of cannabis. It creates a statewide dispensary system for sales and provides for pardoning people convicted of possessing smaller amounts of pot. It becomes effective on January 1 of 2020. There is a new restriction in this. Homegrown plants, that will only be allowed for folks who have the medical marijuana registration. That was a major requirement for Republicans and a number of Democrats who were uneasy about the idea of homegrown for everybody.
And what about the big item still hanging?
Well, at this point, the budget is basically ready to go today, from all indications, but the fate of the Capitol bill is still up in the air. The Capitol bill is kind of joined at the hip with passing sports betting and the new casino bill that Walker's Bluff and a number of other communities around the state would like to see that happen. So we're waiting to see if they can put all of that together in the next few hours so that they can pass a major Capitol bill. Haven't had one in 10 years, and all indications are that they're going to try to do something. But when all of those moving parts come together, it kind of forms what they call a Christmas tree. It sometimes falls over on its own weight.
Sure. Thanks, Jack. Illinois Lawmakers airs tonight at 7:30 on WSIU Public Television.